For more information about RAGBRAI, that'll all be discussed in 1 week from today at the Marshalltown Overnight RAGBRAI Town Hall Meeting. It's coming up on Monday, April 20th. Business and nonprofits are invited to the first session that's set to run from 5 to 6:30, and the general public will have a session that follows from 6:45 to 8 p.m. Both sessions will be on the second floor of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The topics that'll be discussed in the business and nonprofit session will include vendor permits, maps of routes and expo, wayfinding during construction, and more. For the general public session, they'll be discussing the Marshalltown RAGBRAI organization, map of routes and expo, hosting, volunteering, and more. Both sessions will be led by the Marshalltown RAGBRAI Committee. Follow their Facebook page, Marshalltown RAGBRAI, for more information. There are less than 100 days until RAGBRAI rolls through Marshalltown. This Wednesday, the Community Foundation of Marshall County Student Philanthropic Groups have planned a meal packaging event to pack nearly 30,000 meals for Marshall County.
Student philanthropy has packaged, since I've been at the foundation, about 130,000 meals total. We typically do it every other year. We pack enough that they last 2 years. We are running out that Taco Mac and Hearty Rice. It's had its 2 year life, so we are going to be packing on April 15th.
That's Director Julie Hitchens, who says she loves watching the students take charge and lead this event. She also enjoys this event and seeing the different groups challenge one another on speed and total meals.
Talked with Iowa River Hospice. They think they won last time. I really don't remember. Rotary is very competitive. And then the Marshalltown Evening Lions Club, they will be there. And they have put the challenge in that no one can pack faster than.
Hitchens goes on to talk about where the meals will be distributed.
So I've contacted over 30 feeding organizations in Marshall County, little free pantries, backpack programs, church pantries. La Grand Library has an indoor pantry. They've been contacted, and in general, they'll be receiving 4 boxes to put in their pantries. These meals are really cool. All they require is water.
The two meals that are packed are an apple cinnamon oatmeal and a pasta with the tomato basil sauce. Hitchens says the sign-up is full, but if people still want to volunteer, they need to reach out to her directly at the Community Foundation. One topic at tonight's Marshalltown City Council meeting will be next steps to the city owning the old hospital in downtown Marshalltown. Mayor Mike Lottiehoff was on KFJB Friday morning and discussed what's going on.
Yes, we have a offer up on the table. The city council will be looking at it. We all know this has been a very long road to the point to where the city can actually get our hands on it, all the legal hoops, the lawsuits, the different liens and everything like that. So The city council will be looking at that Monday night.
The city has made an offer for the old hospital to purchase it for $75,000.
If approved by the city council, it would also negate future legal costs and everything like that until we can get our hands on it, which is the main problem that we've had, being able to be able to do anything with it without having legal rights to it.
Mayor Lottiehoff is thinking that the city will most likely plan to knock down the old hospital, but that decision is something that the council would have to make after the hospital is purchased. This week, the Marshall County Conservation is planning a controlled prairie burn at night out at the Grimes Farm Nature Center. This is a once-a-year event that always has some fun and cool moments. They plan to announce which night they'll be doing the controlled prairie burn out on their social media pages a day or two beforehand. It all depends on the weather. It needs to be just right for the burn. You can also reach out to the Grimes Farm Nature Center to be added to their notification list and told directly about the controlled burn. Conservation Director Emily Herring says they'll discuss why they do a controlled prairie burn while showing people how it's done safely. A judge hopes to rule by midweek on a request to lower the $2 million bond for the Central Iowa woman accused in a cold case murder. 53-year-old Kristen Ramsey of Woodward charged with first-degree murder in the 2011 death of realtor Ashley Auckland. Auckland was shot to death in a townhome while showing in West Des Moines. Lawyers for Ramsey brought in several people at a hearing Friday, including her mother, to testify about her character. They say Ramsey is not a flight risk and doesn't have a passport. Prosecutors say the murder charge changes everything and ask that Ramsey's bail remain where it is. Spring is the season where Iowa mushroom hunters take to the woods looking for the edible fungus. Iowa State University Extension's Chelsea Horbach says people can get carried away looking for mushrooms, but you do have to follow the rules.
You're not allowed to trespass on private lands to harvest mushrooms. You should only do so with permission.
Horbach says the DNR regulations do allow you to look for mushrooms on public land.
You are allowed to forage on public lands. However, you cannot sell any of the mushrooms that you collect from public lands. Those have to be for your own consumption.
Morel mushrooms are one of the most popular types that people hunt for in Iowa. Orbach says many people have favorite sites where they found morels, but she says they're not always guaranteed to deliver.
Whether or not you're going to see morels in the spring is so dependent on the environment. So, you know, sometimes it's a good year, sometimes it's a bad year. Last year was a good year. A couple years ago wasn't so great.
She says the Iowa Morel Report on Facebook has thousands of followers and is a good source to see where the hot spots are.
People will send them reports of, like, you know, if they've seen morels out and about in Iowa, and they'll regularly post updates of the map in Iowa where morels have been sighted.
Horbach does suggest people to do some research ahead of time and know which mushrooms are okay to eat and which ones are poisonous, in case you stumble across one you may not know. Snowplows, salt spreaders, and brine sprayers at the Iowa DOT uses to keep our roads clear is being cleaned up and put away. Winter Operation Administrator Craig Bargfried says the winter season officially ends for the DOT on April 15th. Bargfried says this just concluding winter was pretty mild overall, as they created a winter severity index based on things like storm duration and amount of precipitation, whether it's snow, sleet, rain, or ice.
So right now, as we sit here today, our winter severity is a 19.83. That's about average for what we've seen the last couple of years, a lighter winter. If you go back and look on average over the last 10 years, our winter severity average has been around 24.
A less severe winter means giant stacks of leftover sand and salt, which can be saved for next winter. Bargfried told members of the Iowa Transportation Commission at the meeting in February he's looking at a $1 million cut in the winter budget for key materials like sand and salt.
My budget this year, I have today about $2 million remaining. We're in the process of refilling all of our sheds, is our standard procedure and process. As we come out of winter, we fill up our sheds so that our garages, once they're filled, shut the doors, and they don't have to worry about it until next season.
He says any remaining funds are reverted to the construction and project side. While the winter of 2025-26 wasn't as severe as in past years, Bargfried says certain events in the past few months truly do stand out.
I've been doing this job 13 years, and never in my time in this chair have I had to deal with a closure on I-35 and I-80 pretty much across the state at the same time. That storm on March 15, 16, even though we didn't get a lot of snow, the visibility and the winds were just very treacherous.
Bargfried says the DOT consulted with the Iowa State Patrol and was decided to shut down I-35 preemptively based on the forecast and before the worst of the storm hit. He says the results were very favorable in the corridor with fewer crashes and fewer stranded vehicles. The Iowa House and Senate have approved a bill expanding the definition of unacceptable grooming behavior that would likely lead to revoking an Iowa teacher and school administrator license. More on that bill next.
Ever wish medical care felt a little more comfortable? At Story Medical, now it can. Introducing our brand new MRI suite, designed with you in mind. With a wider opening, shorter tunnel, and even an entertainment system where you can watch Netflix, your scan can feel more relaxed than ever. And you're invited to see it for yourself. Join us for an open house Saturday, May 16th from 11 to 1. Tour the new imaging center, meet the team, and enjoy a free lunch from the Story County Pork Producers. A clearer picture of care is here at Story Medical.
72 degrees now at 1210. Let's go back to our newsroom with Zach Tomish.
The Iowa House and Senate have approved a bill expanding the definition of unacceptable grooming behavior that would likely lead to revoking an Iowa teacher or school administrator license. The law passed last year requires schools to notify the state licensing board if a school employee has engaged in actions that lead to a sexual exploitation of a student. Senator Sandy Salmon, a Republican from Janesville, says this year's bill requires reports to the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners if a school employee attempts to take advantage of a student but is unsuccessful.
This bill will help school employees and the public understand the grooming standard that the BOEE uses to make decisions and has as its goal better protecting students.
Representative Angel Ramirez, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, expressed support for the bill before it passed the House unanimously.
A very important piece of legislation that is aimed at safeguarding our students from exploitative and predatory behavior.
Two senators opposed the bill. One argued the definition of grooming in the bill does not match the criminal definition, which could make prosecuting bad actors in schools difficult. The other senator who voted against the bill suggests the new definition could cover acceptable or commendable behavior, like praising a student's athletic abilities. The co-owner of Iowa's largest and oldest used bookstore reports an unexpected surge in the sale of movies on VHS tape, a medium most of us haven't thought about since Blockbuster went bankrupt more than a dozen years ago. Steven Zabornik, at Source Bookstore in downtown Davenport, says droves of customers in their 20s and 30s are checking out with armloads of decade-old movies on VHS.
We live in a digital world, right? Like, everything is computerized and digital and crisp and clear and perfect and high-res. I think that some of the gritty nature of the VHS tape is appealing, for sure.
The bookstore has been in business since 1939 and has perhaps 70,000 books on its labyrinth of shelves. They've carved out space in a basement corner solely devoted to VHS movies, though Zabornik says he doesn't think VCRs are still being made. He says he has heard a few customers saying that they've been able to find working VCRs at different thrift stores.